that I should not be hearing.
Blog
that.
Talk Radio.
I might be echoing twice at me. Oh, reconnect at me. Hello? Hello. Oh, good. Now I'm not hearing the double echo. Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, May 10th of 2021. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, as usual. I must apologize for the late start. I've been moving all day, moved to a nearby apartment, and we were having some technical difficulties with the computer wanting to act up, but well, we've got it figured out now, so we are on. And I am glad to be with you. Like I said, coming to you from here in Midland, where I do still live. I still live in the city of Midland here. I will say, though, from my new complex that I'm in, when I was coming on downstairs like an hour ago, I could hear the press box, that which I now call the Xbox. For the last like 3 years, I have called the press box at Midland High Stadium the Xbox because the press box had caught fire and had been destroyed. They had to build a new press box. And partly because of the memories I have of being at games in that stadium and that. And Xbox is, of course, is the video game system. And, of course, at a stadium you play regular full-blown sports. But part of it is that since it involves games, that's why I call the press box at Midland High Stadium the Xbox, because it has like an X on it because it was burnt to the ground, even though they built a brand new one now in the same spot, which is why for the last almost 3 years, I have called that press box the Xbox. And I don't know if you can see down into the press box inside the, from like on the balcony or not. I was told that you can see down onto the field. I will not say the apartment number or any of that. No, I will not. But I will say in that, that it's close to the stadium. I can hear it. That's going to be nice. Come football stadium season, I'd like to hear the other games that take place in there. But, of course, when Midland High is playing football, then I still plan to be in the house, provided you can get tickets again this season like how you've normally been able to in the past, except for last season when you could barely get them. But by in the house, I mean I'm in the stadium, in the stands of the stadium. But when Dow's playing there, I still plan to go to one of Dow's games that's not a Midland game, so I can kind of see for myself so that I can see for myself what they're made out of. And but like I said, it's truly good to be with you, even though it's been a long long day with moving. So, like I said, it's but of course I still have things that I need to unpack. And put into the drawers and what have you. But obviously we will get those things figured out very soon. But we're still going to have a good show tonight. As for Mother's Day, unfortunately, my mother did not get to come to church on Mother's Day because she was in the natural. She was sick. I did get to see her briefly in the morning as I was down at their place. But then me and my dad had to depart. I mean, we departed so that we could go to church. Me and my dad had a good lunch, though, yesterday, despite my mom not being there. It was actually funny. I thought it was actually kind of funny. You're somewhere on Father's Day, on Mother's Day with your dad, and your mom's not even there. Sometimes you just have to make the best out of these curveballs, because obviously yesterday morning I was throwing a curveball. What? Me? You're laughing because I got thrown a curveball?
Yeah.
Of course, curveball in baseball is, you know, like an unexpected pitch. The guy's pitching and he throws a curveball, and it can be a strike or it can be otherwise. But my mom did receive a couple of nice things from me and my brother. And I'm sure that I hope my dad got her something, because, you know, she is mine and my brother's mother. And so, like I said, it was still nice. We had good attendance at my church, and Vicki Barclay talked about mothers. I was going to share a list of some of the funny things that Dr. Barclay and Vicki had said about mothers, about these things that mothers said. I forgot that list, believe it or not. I know that with the moving, a bunch of things were on my mind the last couple of days. I'm going to find that list tomorrow and give you my favorites from it on the show, because there's some funny things on that list. Oh, what was it? You'll be growing what behind your ears? Was it tomatoes or potatoes? Something like that. Remember, Shelley? Or something like that? You'll be growing ears. Was it you'll be growing potatoes or tomatoes behind your ears?
Potatoes.
Oh, and then of course you've been told once, you've been told 1,000 times, different, that, and there's a bunch of different ones like that. I was just thinking of different, and you know, there's some funny ones. I'm not going to try it tonight because I forgot them. Obviously, that service is on YouTube, Facebook. I'm going to go back, find that part of the service from yesterday morning where those things were mentioned, because those of you who know me, you know I love humor, and I love to hear people laugh, and obviously when you have people laughing, that shows you, you know, they have joy. And some of us, the way things are now, we need more joy. And so, but nonetheless, like I said, tomorrow night, those different things that moms say, they will be coming your way tomorrow evening. I apologize that I don't for this evening. Just was unable to do it, even though I wanted to. My mom was there, that might have helped, because you know why? I would have done something really funny, Shelley. I would have had my mom write those things down so she could repeat them. That would have made it more funny, right? If she had to repeat it, you know? If she had to repeat it, but she wasn't there. but there were some funny ones. Okay, I'll get off of that, because if I don't, maybe they won't be funny tomorrow night. Nonetheless, so for those of you who are up here and are wondering where spring went, why is it only 50 degrees outside daily right now? That is coming to at least a temporary end, starting with Wednesday. We're going back up to the 60s, mid to high 60s, with 70s for the weekend as a possibility. I didn't look at it today with everything. Is it a possibility, those 70s? I had seen yesterday that it was a possibility. I think now, didn't they now say, Shelley, it's a probability, those 70s?
Yeah.
So Saturday is now probably 70 plus, not possibly, but probably. And Sunday was probably and still is. And so we will be starting to head up. Temperatures will start to take off. And I think it's about that time if you want to have any visions of being at the beach on Memorial Weekend, anywhere then, of course, you got to be hoping for warmer weather so that we can get those temperatures up. Because the more we can keep them up, the more of a chance we have to have good, warm water. Oh, yeah. As far as opening up, couple of things to show you that as a country, we are continuing to open up. First of all, air travel yesterday, we just had the highest number of people fly, 1.7 million. We just had that was more flyers, more people in the skies flying in America than any other day since mid-March of 2020. Keep in mind that was still 20% below where we were at the same time in 2019, but a lot better than what it was the same day in 2020. Way better. So on a normal day, I'd say that time would have been around like close to 2 million people. As I said, we're opening up because of graduations and the like. Also, AT&T Stadium, the home of the Dallas Cowboys in Arlington, Texas, had 78,000 fans for a boxing fight on Saturday night. Apparently 78,000 people were interested in watching boxing. I'd rather watch football. But and if you're upstairs, I don't know how much you would hear the fight. Maybe hear the press box, but I'd rather see something where you score points, throw a ball, you know, stuff like that, you know, pass the ball, run, basketball, baseball, and like that. But 78,000, that means that they basically filled 80% of that stadium, which is good to see. I hope that that the amount of mosques in there was limited. I really do, because as I told you, that thing came out. Dr. Barclay was alluding to it again yesterday, that they said that it doesn't make a difference really whether you're 6 feet away or 60 feet away. That's kind of their way of saying it doesn't really work. And I have something kind of funny to tell you. So the other day, Saturday afternoon, I'm in line at a food place in Great Lakes Crossing to get something to eat for lunch. And I can tell there's a certain person in front of me. Someone's in front of me. I can tell there's at least someone away, and I'm like, am I far enough away? And he says, you're fine. And then he told me whether or not he was. And then he told me whether or not he was vaccinated or not. And I'm like, thanks for telling me. But I'm like, I just thought it was funny that he gave me his. Whether he was or wasn't vaccinated. Because all I did was ask him, am I? Well, I should be. And he's like, you're fine. But I just thought it was kind of like, and whether you want to take it or not, if you didn't take it, it's up to you. It's up to you. If you think it'll help you, take it. If you don't think it's going to help you, it might make it worse, don't take it. You do your research. And that's all I will say on that front. For those of you who are into the whole Hello Kitty cafe truck thing, there is going to be a Hello Kitty cafe food truck with the cookies and the like at 12 Oaks Mall in Novi on Saturday, May 15th, outside near the food court. For those of you who are into that type of thing, and so another sign that shows you that it's spring, Cedar Point opens Saturday. Without temperature checks. And you don't have to wear a mask on the roller. You don't have to wear a mask on the roller coaster. And man, I was so happy a couple weeks ago when I got to say that on my show. I was honestly super happy about that. Probably because I didn't want to do a mask check while I was on a ride. To make sure my mask was still on my face, like I did on a couple of the biggest rides there last time. Now, whenever I go this summer, I won't have to do that. And to which I am honestly very grateful, because I personally do not want to wear it there, because wearing the mask outside is pointless, because it's very hard for the virus to transmit outside. And that being said, it means that it just doesn't work. And the sun, when you're outside on a nice sunny day, it helps to kill it. And that benefits you, and that vitamin D that you get from the sun will benefit you more than what wearing a mask will even do inside. And I'm ready to go down there and have a good time with some of America's best roller coasters. I still can't figure out which of the really big ones is my absolute favorite. That's hard for me. And so you will, however, be required to make a reservation before you go. You can go online to cedarpoint.com to find out information about that. All right. I want to remind you real quick to please go. You can go online to PayPal to sow seed into the Miracle Man show if you want. And you can just go on there and just sow. Just sow seed. If this show has blessed you in any way, then please consider just sowing a seed into the Miracle Man show. And you go online to paypal.com, of course, and then you type in the search bar, Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, not Rivers like Rivers of Living Water, but Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And, of course, R is capitalized in there, the first R is. And then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. So, again, that name is Rivers Shukla. And you can sow whatever seed you would like. And the verse I want to stand on tonight is Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. In the name of Jesus. Now we're going to sing a couple of songs, and then we are going to go into the Word of the Lord tonight. And I'm going to read the first couple chapters of Exodus tonight. Like I said, we're going to sing first. So we're going to sing a couple songs now. Blessing and honor, glory and power into the Ancient of Days. Blessing and power, glory and honor into the Ancient of Days. Every tongue from heaven and earth shall declare your glory, every knee shall live and bow, and worship you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. Every tongue from heaven and earth shall declare your glory, every knee shall bow, in worship you will be exalted, O God, And your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. Everyone on heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow, and worship. You will be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Nothing man can compare to your master's work. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. For your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. No man can compare to your master's work. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. No man can compare to your master's work. Sing to the Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing to the Ancient of Days. No man can compare to your master's work. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are the Ancient of Days. Yesterday, today, and forever, you reign over us. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Into your hand I commit again. Into your hand I commit again. Oh, I am yours, for you, Lord. You hold my world in the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. I walk with you wherever you go, through the tears and joys. I'll trust in you, and I will live in all of your ways, your promises
forever. Oh, Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. With all I am. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. Oh, I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. With all I am. With all I am. With all I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I hear a tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, and I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, and you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Love so indescribable, I can hardly think. Peace so undeniable, I can hardly think. As you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love. Love, love, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you are to us. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are, for what you are. It is who you are, Lord Jesus. We are loved by you. I thank you, Jesus, that we are loved by you. We are loved by you, Jesus. It is who you are. And we are loved by you. And I give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise, Almighty God. And I just thank you for what you are to us and for who you are to us, Heavenly Lord of Hosts. And I just thank you for this time tonight as we study your word tonight, that you would reveal yourself to us in ways that we cannot comprehend. And I just pray, Lord God, that as we study, that you just impart things to us and that you just fix us, that we will not turn this broadcast, we will not look this broadcast. What I mean is we will not leave this broadcast the same way we tuned into it, that we will leave it changed
set free, delivered, healed. In the name of Jesus. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that finances would come into this program, that increases in listenership would come into this program, and most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen. Turn with me, if you would please, to the book of Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 1. Praise God, Exodus 1. And we will see what all the Lord has for us tonight. And while you're turning there, say this with me. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Let's say it again. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. One more time. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. Hallelujah. And we really do mean that. I really do mean that whenever I say that. Whenever I say the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever, whenever I say those words, I mean them. Because I don't say that to not mean it. Amen. Hallelujah. I will begin reading in verse 1 of chapter 1 of the book of Exodus. Verse 5. The descendants of Jacob numbered 70 in all. Joseph was already in Egypt. Now Joseph and all of his brothers, and all that generation died. But the Israelites, they were fruitful, and they multiplied greatly, and they became extremely numerous, so that the land filled with them. Then a new king, who did not know about Joseph, came into power over Egypt. Look, he said to his people, the Israelites have become much too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will come even more numerous. And if war breaks out, they will join our enemies. They will fight against us and will leave the country. So they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor. And they built them in Ramesses as store cities for Pharaoh. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites and worked them ruthlessly. They made their lives bitter with hard labor in brick and mortar and with all kinds of work in the fields, in all their hard labor. And Egyptians used their ruthlessly. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Shiphrah and Puah, when you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool, if it is a boy, if it is a girl, let her live. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. And then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live? The midwives answered Pharaoh, Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous, and they give birth before the midwives arrive. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased, and they became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Then Pharaoh gave this order to all of his people. Every boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile. But let every girl live. Chapter 2. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile River. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe. And her attendants were walking along the riverbank, and she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and sent the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. This is one of the Hebrew babies, she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you? Yes, go, she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this baby, nurse him for me. I will pay you. So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water. Verse 11. One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched him their hard labor. He watched them at their hard labor. he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people, glancing this way, and after seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day, he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting. And he asked the one in the wrong, "Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?" The man said, "Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me?" As you killed the Egyptian? Then Moses was afraid and thought, "What I did must have become known." And when Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses, but Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down to a well. Now a priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came to draw water and to fill the troughs to water where they flock. And some shepherds came along and drove them away. But Moses got up and came to their rescue and watered their flock. And when the girls returned to Reuel, their father, he asked them, "Why have you returned so early today?" And they answered, "An Egyptian rescued us from the shepherds, and he even drew water for us and watered the flock." "And where is he?" he asked his daughters. "Why did you leave him? Invite him to have something to eat." And Moses agreed to stay with the man who gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses in marriage. Zipporah gave birth to a son, and Moses named him Gershom, saying, "I have become an alien in a foreign land." During the long period, the king of Egypt died, and the Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God. And God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham and of Isaac and Jacob. So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them. Chapter 3. Excuse me. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock with Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, which was the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. And Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and I will see strange sight. Why the bush is not burning? When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. Moses said, here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey and steak and shakes and Chick-fil-A's. Oh, no, I made up the other parts. The Chick-fil-A, steak and shake. I wish, nonetheless. I want them to enjoy good, spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, the Hittites, and the Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way that the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I? I should go to Pharaoh and I should bring the Israelites out of Egypt. And God said, I will be with you. And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people up out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, suppose that I go to the Israelites and that I say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell him? God said to Moses, I am who I am, in caps lock. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered. From generation to generation, go assemble the elders of Israel and say to them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and I have seen what has been done to you in Egypt. So I have promised to bring you up out of your misery in Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, Hittites, and Jebusites, which is a land flowing with milk and honey. The elders of Israel will listen to you. Then you and the elders are to go to the king of Egypt and say to him, the Lord, the God of Hebrews, has met with us. Let us take a 3-day journey into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him. So I will stretch out my hand, and I will strike the Egyptians with all of the wonders that I will perform among them. After that, he will let you go. And I will make the Egyptians favorably disposed towards you people, towards this people, so that when you leave, you will not go empty-handed. Every woman is to ask her neighbor, or any woman living in her house, for articles of silver and gold, and for clothing, which you will put on your sons and daughters. And so you will plunder the Egyptians. So, what we read is the Egyptians had been under, the Israelites are multiplying, and they're multiplying, and they're multiplying, because God told them, God had told the people on the earth after the flood, be fruitful and increase in number. That's what he told them. And the Israelites were doing that. They were being fruitful. They were increasing in number. They were increasing in number. But there was a king in Egypt who didn't like that. And they were saying, the Israelites, they're becoming too numerous to count. Our land is filling with them. There's too many of them here. We need to get rid of them. So the king had instructed certain people to kill the boys but let the girls live. They weren't doing that. Then he said, throw the boys into the Nile. Let the girls live. Then he didn't like the results of that. He made everybody do forced labor and gave them extremely harsh slave drivers. Like slave drivers, they were not nice at all. And it was really wild. And then after that, Moses was born. His mother hid him for 3 months. But then she could not hide him anymore, brought him into the house, and God made Moses into something wonderful. And when Moses, after Moses had grown up, eventually he left and went, fled to Midian. Then Moses goes to the burning bush. The bush is on fire, but it's not burning up. Right, it's not burning up. Like how when something is truly on fire, it is supposed to burn up. However, it was not burning up. It was just on fire. And he gets close to the burning bush. God tells him, well, don't get any closer. Take off your sandals. Where you're standing, the place that you're standing on, it's holy ground. And then he hid his face from the Lord because he was afraid. And he's telling them different things to tell the people. And he's telling them that he's concerned about all the slave labor that they're being forced to do. They're being forced into it. All this wild slave labor stuff, it's pretty unreal. And they are told you know, they're told to not to just let it get to them. And those Israelites, they were he told Moses, God told Moses, I am the I am. And it said that in caps lock. Our God is the great I am. And he wanted to make sure that the Israelites knew, I am. I am. Because God is the great I am. He is. He's not I might be, not I was. No, I am. I'm so glad to be a servant of the great I am. I'm grateful for that, and I love him. I truly do love it. And it's not just something that I'm saying. I truly, honestly, just so grateful to be saved. I'm grateful to be a Christian. I'm grateful to be free. I really am grateful to be free, like I said. And so He even tells Moses, I want to take him to a land of milk and honey, flowing with milk and honey, like the best of the best. But of course he says, you know, they have to believe me. As in, like, they have to believe God. They can't just... not believe. Amen. So Moses was given these different scenarios to God, and he's like, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if this happens? And God's like, Moses, I'm here with you. I'm going to help you. And God used Moses a lot. And Moses did a lot of great things. And later... God would part the Red Sea for the Israelites, and then would, after the Israelites had crossed, the Egyptians tried to cross too, but they were drowned. And no, not because they didn't take swim lessons. Because of how the Egyptians had acted. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Pray, Lord God, that we would just get this word on the inside of us, to put this word to good use, and that we would realize that anyone who doubts you would stop doubting and would believe in you and would realize that you are the only true God, that you are the great I am. You are the God who saves. You are the one who brings, the God who brings strength. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory tonight for all of that. In Jesus' name, amen. Till next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow night.